And joining me right now here on the Mark Moses Show to talk about a great event coming up the weekend of January 20th and 21st here in Brevard County. It is the 2024 Space Coast Seashell Festival. We have a very fine lady to come on to talk about it with the Astronaut Trail Shell Club. She is Susie Kedzierski. Susie, how you doing today?
I'm great, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. Let's start with the obvious. Tell us about the Astronaut Trail Shell Club and what you guys are all about.
Sure. So Astronaut Trail Club is a great group of people who just love seashells. They are from all walks of life, whether they're interested in just the beauty of shells and have fun picking them up on the beach, or whether they collect them from and trade them with people from around the world. They're doctors and scientists and just crafters. And we meet up in Satellite Beach once a month, first Wednesday of every month, and just share our love of shells. We hear about different topics related to shells. And we meet at 1 o'clock at the Satellite Beach City Hall. So we welcome anybody to come join us.
How long have you been part of the club?
I'm kind of a new member. There are people that have been with the club for over 30 years. I've only been with them for a year. But I'm really excited to join them, and particularly because they have been putting on this festival every year for 44 years. I've gone in the past, I'm just really excited to be more actively participating this year. It's going to be a really great show.
Yeah, you look at it, it's going to be going on at the O'Galley Civic Center. That is 1551 Highland Avenue here in Melbourne. Free to attend, free parking, fun for all ages. Yes, you gave me the press release, which I appreciate. All right, tell us about what's going to be going on at this great free event.
Well, this is just an unbelievable opportunity for people who love shells, whether they're scuba divers or shell collectors who just appreciate finding treasures along the beach. They're just going to be wowed by what's going to be inside this Civic Center. We have filled it with row upon row of museum-quality specimen shells. There's over 80 scientific exhibits that are going to be there this year. And these are not shells that you find at, you know, Satellite Beach on the beach. These are collected from around the world. You're going to find everything from teensy tiny little shells that you can really only see under a microscope to shells that are twice the size of a football. And we've got exhibitors who have come from all across the country, as far as away as Washington State and Texas and New Jersey. But more importantly, what they're bringing with them are shells that are from everywhere, you know, deep ocean trenches to shallow tidal pools. So the people that come to our exhibit are going to be able to see shells from the Philippines and Papua New Guinea and Australia and Hawaii, Bahamas, the Keys, all in one place, right here in Melbourne. So that's one of the most exciting parts of it, is the specimen shells. But there's lots more to it that I'd be glad to tell you about.
Yeah, hey, look, the floor is yours as we're talking about the 44th Annual Festival. Yes, the Space Coast Seashell Festival going on at the O'Galley Civic Center. Keep going, Susie. The floor is yours.
Thanks, Mark. So, well, let me just say that people may not even realize how interesting shells are. So let me just ask you, did you know that humans are not the only ones that collect seashells?
What? All right. Who else collects them then?
How about other shells? This floored me when I heard about this. And being a new member of the club, I had never heard of a carrier seashell. So shells are mostly the outer exterior, you know, covering protection for the animals that live inside, and they're mostly like snails. And this particular snail is called a carrier shell because, believe it or not, it actually goes around and picks up other seashells from the ocean floor, and then it makes this like glue-like substance and glues it to its own shell. Isn't that weird?
Don't worry. I'm a hoarder too, okay? I buy basketball shoes. I do. I buy shoes that never wear them. I completely understand with this snail. I get it, Susie.
Well, it's not just collecting it because it likes to collect others' shoes or snails and they think it's pretty. Believe it or not, this particular snail does it because it's added protection. So he's trying to protect himself from being eaten by other animals, and so he puts on all these like sharp little, you know, shells that stick up, and it provides him with a thicker protection and outer layer and makes it harder for him to be swallowed. So it's kind of clever, I think. but that's just one of the kinds of shells that people will see at the exhibit. They're going to see just a whole wide range of the specimen shells, but then we also have vendors. So if you want to collect shells or shell fossils to browse and take home, you're going to find that there. We have club members as well as vendors from across the state who have brought their shell crafts, everything from handmade jewelry and home decor. There's another vendor, one of our club members, makes beautiful floral arrangements out of shells, decoupage seashells and paintings and all kinds of stuff. So there's going to be the opportunity to pick up some shells that you can bring home or shell crafts and decor for yourself. But then there's going to be all kinds of other things just to engage our attendees at the show. So one of the things that we've added this year, brand new, is that we're going to have actually artists on the show floor. We have invited some of the artists from the local art gallery. It's known as O Gallery, down the street at 1429 Highland Avenue. They're actually doing a Down by the Sea theme this month to tie into our show. But they're going to send some of their artists down to our exhibit to do live demonstrations of acrylic painting, watercolors, something called Zentangle. It's like a pen and ink drawings. They're going to be doing free lessons and demonstrating that on the show floor. So that's going to be, exciting. We have a new kids corner because we want to get the next generation of kids to be interested in seashells, maybe become a scientist or a sea treasure hunter, or who knows what we might inspire them to be. But we want to get the kids engaged and interested in shells. So we're going to have some hands-on art for them to do and some face painters to keep them occupied and entertain them.
You're still going to be busy, Susie. You're okay. What?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, all right. What do you need to do? Because it's going to be going on 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. What do you need to do for this event?
Me personally?
Yeah. What are we working?
Well, I actually am one of the crafters, so I am going to be offering my decoupage seashells over in the craft area.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing that. But we have all kinds of things going on besides all the things I've told you about. There's also going to be there is a competition for the best scientific exhibits and the best artistic displays. And we have brought in some kind of world famous judges for that part of the competition. I don't know if, are you familiar, Mark, with the Sanibel Bailey Matthews seashell? It's actually the National Seashell Museum over in Sanibel.
No, I've never been there.
No?
No.
You've heard of Sanibel, though,
yes,
being
yeah.
like the seashell capital of the world.
Yes, I've never been to that place, though. All right, so they're going to be there as well. Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yes, the science director and curator from the Bailey Matthews Seashell Museum, his name is Dr. Jose Leal. He has graciously agreed to be one of the judges for the scientific exhibits, as well as also a past president. His name is Dave Green, and he's with the Conchologists of America, which is the a group of, it's actually an international group of seashell lovers. And those two esteemed people are going to be the scientific judges. And we also have an artistic judge. All the competitions will be prejudged before the show opens, so people will be able to see who won. But then we're also going to have, I think, a people's choice over in the artistic collection, so the attendees can choose their favorites as well. So there's all that going on. And then the thing that's, I think, also going to be a ton of fun for attendees is that we have door prizes and some really amazing raffle prizes this year. We have been just really lucky to get the support, not only from groups like you who are so graciously helping to spread the message,
yeah.
But we have Pineapple's Restaurant right down the street has given us gift certificates for our raffle, and we have two tickets to see Kinky Boots from Riverside Theater down in Vero as part of our raffle. And one of the most exciting things I'm hoping to win myself is there's a guided selling boat trip over, it's like a charter boat called Everwater Charters, and they're going to take the winners of their raffle on a boat trip to the 10,000 Islands to pick up some really beautiful shells there. So we've got all kinds of really amazing raffles. And by the way, all of the money that we collect through the raffles or donations is going back to help our club put on this event every year, because we do it completely for free to engage and educate the public. And nice. So the monies that are raised will help us to put it on again next year.
That is awesome. Is there, Susie, is there a Facebook page or website we can get more information on?
Absolutely. If your listeners want to go to the Facebook page, it's called Space Coast Seashells. Mm. They'll be able to see more information about the show, and or just a quick reminder that it's January 28 and 21. So not this weekend, but next. It's hard to believe it's here already.
You're absolutely right. Susie, I appreciate you coming on. She does a great job with the Astronaut Trail Shell Club. And don't forget, like she says, check out the 44th annual, yes, Space Coast Seashell Festival going on Saturday and Sunday, January 20th and 21st. It's going on 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the O'Galley Civic Center. Free to attend, free parking. Susie, thank you so much for coming on, and good luck with the event coming up.
Thank you. We hope that you'll stop by, because it's going to be really exciting. And appreciate the opportunity to share with your listeners. We hope that they all come out.